Driver distraction is the most common cause of traffic accidents. And because vehicles are moving at relatively high speeds, what happens in one affects many others. The director of Virginia Tech's Transportation Institute, Professor Tom Dingus, says one solution coming down the pike is something called vehicle connectivity.
What that means is vehicles talk to each other and talk to the infrastructure via short-range radio, and they can communicate a variety of things, their position, whether they're braking or not, whether you're about to hit another car. It's a low-cost and very innovative solution that will save a lot of lives in the future.
Dingus is one of 12 people being honored at the White House this week as a transportation champion of change. VTTI comprises the largest group of safety researchers in the world. In studies of distracted driving, they conclude, if you must talk on the phone or use any device in a moving vehicle, it's best if these are integrated into the car itself instead of what researchers call a nomadic device.
Nomadic would be a smartphone, BlackBerry kind of thing. They call them phones, but they're not really phones anymore. You can do all kinds of things. You can view pictures, you can surf the internet, text message. But handheld smartphone is one of the worst cases in terms of driving distraction and increasing risk.
The Virginia Tech Transportation Institute monitors thousands of real drivers in real time all over the country and around the world. Participants agree to have the tiny cameras and computers mounted in their vehicles, often over a period of many years. One recent finding showed that driver fatigue is an extremely dangerous condition that affects not only long-haul truck drivers.
We assumed for many years that fatigue in light vehicles was a relatively small problem, 4 to 6%, but it's really more like 15 to 20%. And people are falling asleep at the wheel all times of the day. For example, there's a lot of people on long morning commutes that literally fall asleep at the wheel, and that was a surprise.
Another surprise might be the fact that VTTI Director Tom Dingus drives a motorcycle, one of the most dangerous vehicles on the road. There's a photo of him posing with a powerful-looking bike.
What you see in the picture is a connected motorcycle, and so that motorcycle will talk to the vehicles around it. And one of the big issues with motorcycles is conspicuity. People, because they're relatively narrow, don't see them. They hide better in the blind spot than a car, for example. And so they change lanes into them or they pull out in front of them. But if you're connected and the motorcycle's connected, you'll know that the motorcycle is there and you're on a path to hit it. You'll get a warning in your car. So we're hoping that that'll save a lot of lives.
Professor Dingus says car companies are working on getting connected vehicles to the market in the next 5 years, and in 10 years, connected cars may be as commonplace as smartphones. I'm Robbie Harris.